the body. Tell me some right there. Last line. Learn name right there. Yes, there are men and women who can give birth to five different nations. Now, don't take this too literally. Okay? Ketzad, how does this work? It should instead of word me, the korban name changes to a goy. Okay? Goy sheyesh lo eved v'shifcho. A goy has a slave and a slavette. Now, they're all, everybody here is a goy, right? Every single one of them. The master, the two slaves. Volido bonim, and the Evan and Shifcha give birth to kids. Hare goyim, these kids are goyim, right? Nizgarechem, one of these two kids, one of the two children of these Evan and Shifcha convert to Judaism. Then, Echor Ger, right? Echor Goy. Then you have one is a Ger and one is a Goy. That's two. Nizgaya Rabba, what if the master became Jewish? And he was Megayer, the two slaves as well. Volido Bonim, and the two slaves gave birth to kids. Okay, again, right? Harelu Avod. So now we have a third level. We have Goy, we have Ger, and now we have an Avod. Amar Rebizir said, now Rebizir proves, I think is what Rebizir means. Why does the Brisa set up that they both converted? Why doesn't the Brisa just have one of them convert? Either the man or the woman, right? So, or let's say, at least, so, must be that Goy Shabal Shifcha of a holy Ben, must be, if a Goy has a relationship with Shifcha and has a kid, have a lot of evidence that the kid is an Evan. Because otherwise, if the halacha was different than that, then in order, then the Brisa should have told us that in the case where one of them converts and one does not, so then a potential difference in halacha applies. It doesn't. It says they're both converted. That's the next. Brisa jumps from both being goyim to both being avodim. Since the Brisa didn't distinguish between only one of them converting and not the other one, it must be that it makes no difference whether one converted or both converted. Regardless, the kid is an Eved as long as, of course, the mother is an Eved. Okay? Now, I should point out, this is important, that teaches us that even though a Shifcha, Kananis, is not fully Jewish, nevertheless, she has the same status as a Jew in that all of her progeny are Jewish. Just like a Jewish woman, all of her progeny are Jewish, so to all Shifcha Knanis' kids are avodin, but of the Jewish sort. Okay? So quasi-Jewish avodin. So says the Gemara, and furthermore, Shifcha Shifcha, what if he released his Shifcha, the master released his Shifcha, and then her husband, who was still an Eved, had relations with her, believed that she gave birth that way. Avlad mamzer, kid is a mamzer. Kid is a coin. Opinion holds that if an Eved has relations with a free woman, the kid is a mamzer. We don't pass that way, but that's the way this Gemara paskins. V'achakach shikra Eved. What if then he released the male as well? Voli ben, and then they conceived yet another child. Ha'reize Eved Meshurcher ben Eved Meshurcher. So then the next kid is a fully Jewish kid, the son of a released slave. So ultimately they have five kids. One of them is a goy, the other is a ger, the next is an Eved, the fourth is a mamzer, and the fifth is a born Jew. Okay? So those are the five nations. Now the next case, we're having fun, right? Okay? Yesh mocher aviv. There's a person who sells his father, lase slimo ksuvasa. Somebody who sells his father as slave in order to give his mother his ksuva. How does this work? Neat trick, right? A master had a male female slaves. Holy Ben, and these slaves, conceived a child. They had a boy, okay? Shikras has Shifcha. Then the master released the slave and fell in love with her, the slave woman. Then they saw, and she married her. And as a prenuptial agreement, Kasav Kon the Kasav Naip wrote all of his property over to that slave woman's child. Right? So all the slave woman's property now belongs to that child. And then, of course, the father, the master dies, leaving all of his property to the slave woman's child, who is now a free man. Okay? Now his mother was now a widow, comes and says, well, you inherited all of my ex-husband's property. Give me from that what you inherited, right? Give me my ksuva. So how does he raise the money for the ksuva? Well, one way he could do it is by selling his own father, who's still a slave, in order to raise the money to pay off his mother's ksuva. Okay? Again, he started off as the son of two slaves. His mother was released in order to marry the master. The master wrote all of his property over as a bequest to his wife's son, the ex-slave boy, who's now freed. When the master dies, and his mother, the master's wife, comes to the Banner Ksuva, he sells his own father, who's still in heaven, in order to raise the money to pay off the Ksuva. Okay? So, says the Gemara further, Rabbi Meir says, Ein Mamzerim Teren Lossi Lavo. So, Mamzerim are not readmitted into the congregation of Israel when the Messiah comes. Shamataz V'yosha Mamzer Ba'ashdod. When Moshiach comes, the Mamzerim will live in Ashdod. Ashdod is considered to be like a low place in Eretz Yisrael. Malichatina, we take repugnant people. Eitzotina, it's a repugnant place. Not a politically correct Gemara. The Sarayos and disgusting people. Eitzotarayos to disgusting places. Right? Rabbi Yossi already says it's Mamzer turn lossy level. Mamzer become Torah eventually. Shneimer says Zarakti Lachem Mayim Torim. I will to cast upon you pure waters, the Gomer, etc. And the assumption is that the pure waters he casts upon us is waters of declaring the Mamzerim to be kosher. Omer Meir said, "Valokva eino Meir elmikoltu Moseichem." It's the only there in the post is not talking about Mamzerim. It's talking about purifying us from our tumas and mikoltu lechematereschem from all of your avodah zarah. It was just said from all of your tumah and from all of your idolatry and would be silent. I agree with your interpretation of the pasuk, but it says again, in the sense at the end, but says Rakhi Lechem Mayim Torim, and the extra atereschem is superfluous. So that part that's going to tell us that it's coming to cleanses us from the avodah zarah, from not just from the avodah zarah and the tumah, but also from mamzerus. Rabbi Yehuna b'shem Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, "And look, Rabbi Yosef loves the love of laws, not Rabbi Yosef in the world to come." In other words, mamzerim remain mamzerim. Now the Amud Yerushalayim at the bottom points out that the Bavli argues. Bavli does paskin like Rabbi Yosef. The Rishalmi Paschal is not like Rabbi Yossi. So the question is, so the Rishalmi is much more harsh than this is read, right? It says Mamzerim, main Mamzerim. So the question is, which brings down the question of Achrayim Hazel, why bother Paschal? When Mashiach comes, Mashiach will decide how to Paschal. We don't need to Paschal. So it's called Hilchosol Mashiach, unnecessary Pesach. So when Yerushalayim brings down the Tesis, and the Zohar says, there is Nachmin and Nachminus today, if you should be particularly careful not to marry a family which is under a cloud of suspicion because of Mamzerus. If you pass on like Rabbi Yossi, so you don't have to be so careful because lossy love of Mamzerim will become tar. But if you pass on like Rabbi Meir, then you better be careful because then even when Mashiach comes, there's never going to be any out for this family if they are in fact possible to get out of that situation. So therefore you have to take that into account when you pick somebody to marry in our day and age. Okay? New pair. Same topic. Masnissim. Asor Yuchsid Olam Mibavel. 10 classifications of Jews came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. When Ezra came back at the time of the restoration, the rebuilding of the Second Temple, he brought up 10 categories of Jews with him. What are they? Kohanim, Kohanei, Leviim, Leviei, Israeli, regular Israeli, Chalolim, defiled Kohanim. Gerim, converts, Charuri, released slaves, Mamzire, bastard kids, Nisine, Gibeonite kids, or adults. Shisuke, children who we do not know who their father was. Asufa, children who we know neither who their father nor mother were. Okay? Kwani Levi Israeli, which I'm going to vote as episode. Kwani Levi Israeli may marry each other. Levi Israeli, Geri Vicharure Vicharole. A Levi Israel, a convert, a released slave, and a Kohen who's been. A Kohen who's been denigrated of, what's the word, defiled because his father married a divorcee. Mutarlo, and he was conceived that union. Mutarlo, both of them, they're all allowed to marry each other. Gere v'charure, converts and released slaves, Mamzire and the bastards of the Sine and the Gibeonites, Shisuke, the one we don't know who the father was, Vasufi, the one we don't know who the both either parent was, Mutarlo, both of them, they're all allowed to marry each other. Okay? It says, Mara, how do we know each segment of the population came up with Ezra from Bavel? Kohani believe Israeli, how do we know those three? Hashem, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayalu b'nei Yisrael, they came up from the children of Israel, Minakwanim, from the priests of Alevim, and the Levites of Amishorim, and the singers of Asharim, and the gatekeepers of Anasinim, and the Gibeonites, and the Ushalayim, they all came up to Jerusalem, Bishnash Sheva, in the 7th year, like Tachshasta, Melch, to the king Xerxes. Chaloli, how do we know that the defiled Kohanim came up? Hashem, because the pasuk says, "Bnei Akwanim from the children of Kohanim, Bnei Chaviah, Bnei Akoitz." They came up the children of Chaviah, the children of Akoitz. Ela bikshu chsam isyachsim. They looked for their lineages. The documents attesting to their lineages. Velonimtzu, and they were there. The documents were not found. Vaigolu min akun, and they were repudiated from the priesthood. So that we see that the fall of Kohanim. Vayom etir shasa lohem, and the governor said to them, the Lamani Krash Ma Tirshasa. Why is he called the Tirshasa? This, by the way, is Nehemiah. Why is he called Tirshasa? Shirtir lo lishtosyan, because he was permitted. Tirshasa means from the language of Shari, which means permitted in Aramaic. He was permitted to drink Stam Yeno, or he was permitted to drink wine, which was made by Goyim, even though it became forbidden for the rest of Am Yisrael at the time. It says that Nehemiah was the butler for the king who brought him everything to drink. Now it says that when they found these kohen had problems, it would tell them eat kodesh kodeshim. Kodesh kodeshim, what stuff? What's kodesh kodeshim?
Which
carpet? Which carpet? Chatos, right. Okay, so it sounds like from this, it sounds like they can eat from the truma, right, which is not in the Beit HaMikdash. It's only Kodesh HaMikdash weren't allowed to eat, right? So, says the Gemara there, on Rabbi Yisrael said, you know why? Why are they allowed to continue to eat stuff for the truma? Because the chazaka, they were established in the pattern of eating truma. We came to when there was no Beis HaMikdash, right? We came to Chukhusham Yosochlin, since they were in the pattern of eating truma, even when they were living in Babel, because they did take truma samaritans off in Babel at that time. So then, Abkan Ochlin, so when they got up there, so they continued eating. Says Mara Nichi Tamon. Wait a minute. I understand that the truma of chutzlarets, there's no problem giving to these questionable kohanim, because the whole point of taking off truma chutzlarets during those years when they were bubble is the chesiv. It says Hatzivi Loch Tziyunim. It says set up for yourself signposts, meaning that the mitzvahs of chutzlarets are commemorative of the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. They're not really true truma sumaisers mitzvahs. Now, of course, there are many mitzvahs which apply equally to chutzlarets in Eretz Yisrael, but not truma sumaisers. So the whole point of making truma sumaisa chutzlarets is like a Zionistic thing, right? To remind yourself of Eretz Yisrael. So for that, I understand that the kohanim, even of questionable lineage, can eat that truma. Hachamai islach. But here, once again, Eretz Yisrael, how can you tamper with truma sumaisa? Seem to be doraisa. Says him with a very easy answer. Kamandamai enachanami, the truma sumaisa was doraisa. We can't rely on questionable kohanim to eat them, to eat the truma sumaisa. Rather, Commandant, regular like the Miller Charles, Merlin Kibra Mises. That all Mises was Manazes to Rabbana, right? It was accepted by Am, so even though it was not necessary for them to do so. So therefore, it's all my Trumas Mises to Rabbana, so therefore they allowed the quantity, even the questionable, to eat from these Trumas Mises. Okay? Says the Gemara, at Abod a Kohen Urim B'Tumim. It says that until a Kohen, it says that these families, Kohanim, of quite dubious lineage, were distanced from the rest of the Kohanim until a Kohen would arise with Umnaturim, the Umnaturim with the stones which lit up and provided answers from God to ascertain their status. So there's more kind of answers that the Urim B'Tumim Hayubos Rishab B'Vayishani. But the Urim B'Tumim in that time in the second base of Mikdash, Urim B'Tumim were contingent on a certain name of God placed in the folds, and that ceased before the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. Right? So rather, Elok Adam, when they said that you're off active duty until the Urim B'Tumim come back, it's the same thing like saying, again, Mechirun Mitzurim Ayuba Bosa Shav Vayasheni Elokah Adam Shu Oimer Ad Shiyuchim Mesim. It just means it's going to take a very long time, like until Tchias Mesim, until we're actually able to accept you. So it's just like pushing them away without any valid reason, without any overt reason necessarily. Or actually, Elokah Medavi, say wait till Mashiach, but Mashiach Medavi comes, then things will be different. Of course, that's very much in the future, and therefore what they're telling these guys is that we have to wait for him to, which means basically the next 3,000 years you're out of the box when it comes to taking Trumas and Maisers. Okay?
So the
Rome Trumas
also going
to be in the Yishon? Yeah, days of Yoshio when they're going into the Orem, same time they're going into the Rome Trumas. Okay? What?
Sure. He was one of the son of Menashe, wasn't he?
Grandson of
Menashe.
Grandson
of Achaz was his father, was his father?
He was son of my
father. So it seems like the heat is on again. So what? Yeah.
I may open the door. It's of course not too late.
You mind if you call?
Okay.
First word. Alien.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So, says one on top of Membez and Medav, these Kohanim were questionable lineage. The reason why they were questionable lineage is because they were married into the family of Barzillai Giladi. Barzillai Giladi was a guy, according to the Gemara, although it's not at all clear in Tanakh that he was a guy. He was an ally of David Amelis at the time that David was fleeing from Avshalom at the end of Shmuel Beis. Okay? Is that familiar at all?
No.
Okay. What? Do you remember it, Barzillai? Okay, he lived on the other side of Jordan. He lived. Barzillai. Doesn't sound like an Italian name to me. Okay. So don't you learn Tanakh? Okay. Just checking. Says more. So Elin Benos Barzillai, the daughters of Barzillai, for what purpose were they Megayim? L'shem Shemayin Nisgaru, Shul L'shem Shemayin, was it for the sake of heaven or not? Itayim L'shem Hashem Shemayin Nisgaru, they were going to say that it was Nisgaru the same Shem Shemayin, so he's quite married to the family, Yochlu B'Kotcha Kadoshim, let them eat Korbanos, because their wives are legitimate Jewesses. Itayim Shul L'shem Shemayin Nisgaru, they're going to say the wives were not Megayim L'shem Shemayin, if you look at Chekvula Yochlu, so he's crying with descendants of Benos Barzillai, they shouldn't even eat Truma the Rabbanim, because they're not the Trumas outside the base of Mikdash. They're not Val Kohanim. Says more, no, you're forgetting something. I feel Tehim Hashem Shemayim Nizgaru. If you even say they confirm for the sake of heaven, but Gioris Lafkezoiding Yetzel Kuno, don't you remember Gioris is not allowed to marry a Kohen? If Gioris marries a Kohen, Gioris is possible with Kuno. So therefore, could be they converted l'shem shemayim, but that doesn't help vis-a-vis eating trumos and maisers, right? Because they're not true. That doesn't help vis-a-vis eating kachin, because it's not truly Jewish. So says Lamara, well, if that's the case, then we're stuck. I mean, this is say the whole thought process, but we're stuck in the other direction again. So, well, how can they even eat trumos and maisers, truma? How can these kohanim, which are descended from Benos Barzilai, how can they even eat truma? So says the Gemara, if they weren't, the mothers weren't allowed to kohanim. Says more interesting the discussion here. Pasal lo yu banos, elo banos. It says you're right. The truth is that the daughters of Barzilai did not marry kohanim. It was the granddaughters of Barzilai married kohanim. So since the granddaughters of Barzilai married kohanim, so therefore by that time they're already allowed to marry kohanim. But then that begs the question again: does this no good? Because if that's the case, so then why should they be forbidden to eat korbanos? So they can be korbanos too. Right? So granddaughters and korbanos shouldn't be a problem. So it says the Gemara, it must be told about the following. Vimi b'nos, well actually first I'm going to ask questions. Vimi b'nos b'nos chisrael, and they're rightly so, it's a problem. So Shai Teresel throws in a few words, they're not really necessary, but they do make life a bit easier. He throws in the words, Ella, rather tell you about, the daughters themselves were Gyorises, and they married the Kohanim, and they were Megayer. Aye, so what's the side that it should work? Why should it be okay? Says Mark, because they were Megayer under 3 years old, the Rebbe Shimon. And it's like Rebbe Shimon. The Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Shimon says, Gyorish Nizgayer Pchusa, under three years and one day. So then here we have to throw in the words kishera l'kahuna. She's kosher for kahuna. Okay, and that's okay. That's why they're allowed to eat kachiyagvu. Says Zemara hare loya bodasibo. How could she convert that young? Doesn't say the word hare, but it should. Loya bodasibo. She doesn't have dasibi to go to the mikveh. How does the mikveh work for her? So says Zemara. And here it should say instead of Osh Bishid Bil, Mishid Bil, it say Bishashid Bilu Osa, actually. It's all one long running sentence, a step in the middle. It should be Are Loya Badasli Blibo Bishashid Bilu Osa. So rather it says Mara Mikamachi Choses to Vel Shem Kudusha as Yisrael. When she's Megayer. She's Megayer over again when she becomes an adult. Okay? And that's precisely the point. This girl is Megayer under three. She has to be toivel herself again when she becomes an adult. Now that means, even and this comes to explain, even though Rebbe Shimon, she's really considered to be Jewish, not Jewish, but from birth, but she's going to be Jewish enough to marry a Kohen, but not quite. Why? Because it looks like she's growing later in life. Why does it look like that? Because we make her toivel again when she becomes either an adult or close to an adult. So therefore, what Rabbi Yossi can live with the following dichotomy. That's Rabbi Yossi, right? Who is this?
Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon, sorry. She can live with the following dichotomy. Since it looks like she's not a Kohen, so it looks like she was Megayer when she was an adult, so therefore her husband, her descendants, are not Kohanim vis-a-vis, even though she married a Kohen, illegally, her husbands are not, her kids are not considered to be Kohanim vis-a-vis Korbanos and Beis HaMikdash. But since it is a Gagaris which is more effective, and theoretically should be effective completely in order to allow her to marry a Kohen, even though we forbid her to eat L'chatchila, but nevertheless, B'dievet, if she converted, so then we allow her to eat b'dievet. I'm sorry, it's not really b'dievet, but we allow her descendants to eat the trumas of truma. That's very simple. I can't get it out right. She converts; she's under three. That should be enough to make her eligible to marry a Kohen and the children be priestly status. But the problem is that she has to go to the mikvah again when she becomes an adult. So it looks like her conversion was not found when it was under three. So that prevents her children from eating kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. But they did it. That Marisai halacha was not enough to prevent their kids from eating truma. Okay?
Is it such a Marisai issue, or is it the possibility that as an adult she could
be Meicha?
That's right.
No, it's possible that's the case. I don't know either way. It's possible. Yeah. That's the Sugyan Ksuvus of Gir Cotton, right? It's probably quite possible. So it says Koachas Gioresi. Again, nevertheless, she looks like a Gioresi. I'm not, the word achas is kind of obscure what it means here, but she looks like a Gioris. Gioris Gizonia, it's a Kuna. And the Gioris like a Zona by Kuna, so therefore she can only, her progeny can't eat Karbonos, even though they can't eat Truma. That's kind of like the compromise position. Says the Gemara, once we're on the topic of Geiris, and this I don't recall from elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, even though it should have been Yevamos, but here it is. Hamizgai L'Shem Ava. So touching. Person got converted for the purpose of
romance.
Okay? For romantic interest, right? Or, it's interesting. This guy Shem Abba, V'chein Ish B'nei Isha, and also somebody who's Megayer become man because of a woman. So I guess the love before was the love of the Spindel principle. In other words, it doesn't mean love of women, but rather love of money. Or something like that. Because here, Ish and Isha is a separate category, right? So, or v'chein ish b'nei ish, or a woman gets converted because of a man. V'chein ger yishulchan melachim, so to ger megayer, because they want to enjoy the princely status of the Jews. V'chein ger rais, people convert like the Samaritans because they're being attacked by lions. V'chein ger Mordechai v'Esther, so to ger converted days of Mordechai v'Esther, when they're fearful of Jews. And Makabi Mosam, we don't accept them. We push them away. That's not a bad reason to convert. Right, and this I don't remember this from elsewhere. Maybe this is the source of this halacha that we put. You know, people who come for those reasons, motivated by these reasons, we don't accept. I don't know, but here it is. In any event,
does Bavin refer to Gary Mordechai Vester? There's such a reference to
it. I don't remember. I can't vouch for that. I want to say that it is referred to elsewhere, because it was not a foreign term when I came across it, but I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. So Rav Amar, Rav says, if they got past the committee, the review process, and they got in, they aren't gerim. They ain't dochim asam, k'der shu dochim asam gerim t'chila. Not only that, we don't push them aside anymore, which as we do to gerim when they come before they're converted, right? Rather, makaven osam, we accept them, mitzrichim kir upon him, and we have to try and bring them closer to us. Shem agrul Hashem meir der megayel Hashem shamayim. So fascinating thing, you know, really it's like almost like what a guideline which one can use for, say, a conservative gerus, right? You know, you don't necessarily have to push them off then. Want to be Makari them, although here it's not 100% comparable, because here obviously it's an Orthodox Zeros just with, you know, improper motivations, but maybe it's the same thing. Where their proper motivations and improper Gavis, maybe also Makari of them, we try to get them to complete the process. I don't know. Gary El Shem. Getting back to the main issue which you're talking about here, how we know the Gerim came up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, says, everybody severed themselves from the impurity of the nations of the world to join the Jews. Okay? Charui released slave. Shame it says, call them the Sinim, or the Gibeonites of Gomer, etc., and the rest of the Pasuk says, speaks about Avadim, who were released. Mabzeire? How do we know they come up? Rabbi Zimisira says that we tarshin. See, if it says, Ve'el olim tel melech tel charsha. These are ones who came up from the mound of salt, the mound of plowing. Mitel melech zeh bavel. Tel melech is bavel. Tel charsha elu shesuki ve'asufi. That's referring to people who are silent, meaning because they don't know who their fathers, they don't know who both parents are. So they're cheresh. They're silent. So that's called tel charsha. Kruv, people came from Kruv. Elu Mamzerim, that's referring to the Mamzerim. That's where Kruv is a puzzle there. Why is it referring to Mamzerim? Rovim Elu means these young lads, Shochah Acharinim, who followed their eyes and were enticed into compromising situations and had Mamzerim. It says then they came up from Adon and also a place called Amer. Even though it sounded like more of the Shaitar Israel throws it in, Shoyomim, these people, the Mamzerim said, ain't din, there's no judgment, vein adon, there's no master. I mean, their parents said that, and that's how they conceived little Mamzerim. Rabbi Chizkiah Mapik Lishnei, the Chizkiah expressed it differently. He said, Eilu Sholcho Acharei Neim, they're those who follow their eyes. Vamer, they said, ain't din, vein daya, there's no judge nor justice, and therefore we'll do as we please, even if it creates Mamzerim. The Amar, why did it say Amar? Sheimu lekel maaser shabara roim. They exchange the Kodesh Baruch Hu with their negative or their bad deeds. Rabbi Amos Shirei Bilichu said, "Pirsimu atzmo." They publicize their sin by creating mamzerim keimra becholuk, like the hem of a garment. Levi Shirei Shimon Loger said, "Riyamayul asustamach." Yet another allegorical interpretation of the pasuk. It would have been suitable to become a pillar of stone. Why are they not? Elish Shoska Midas Adin, because there was a special silence in the Midas Adin and employing of the Midas Arachim, and therefore, despite their many iniquities, they survived the time of Esther Nechemiah. Tel Charsha, what does Tel Charsha mean? A different interpretation time. Rabbi Yami Shemir Shuvah Levi said, Al Shem, it's going on. Actually, the Gibeonites, and so because it says, "My name Yeshua, by Yom Yeshua made them when they came during his day. He made a chud ve'etzim Yeshua be'mayim. He made them stone, not stone, wood choppers, and bucket drawers, water bucket drawers. So therefore, Chorash is like." It's like a play on words for a carpenter. They were like carpenters, the Gibeonites. So that's Tel Chorosh. So says the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Amishir Meshur Belevi said, "Al shame by I skipped up. Anyway, let me just read from there. Tel Chasha, Tani Rabbi Amishir Meshur Belevi, Al shame by Neva Yoshua Beyamul Chol Beitzim Shor Beimayim Leida." There's more nichleid. I understand fine that they became the water carriers for the congregation. But the mizbech Hashem, where they served the mizbech, it says that they served the mizbech Hashem. Ela tloyin Yoshua b'dofen. Yoshua hung them on their own wall, meaning he said, "You are trapped." And he said to them, "Amai said ani lo makarvon." Literally, he left them on the shelf. He said, "Ani lo makarvon. I am not going to do anything to you, Gibeonites. I'm not going to make you closer. I'm not going to distance you." And Amishu also leave notes at base of Chia. The person eventually is going to build a base of Mikdash. He'll decide. Those he wants to draw them nigh, he'll draw them nigh. Rachel, those he wants to distance, he will distance. But David Rechkot, so he left it open. And then David came and distanced the Gibeonites from the congregation of Israel. Shemot says, the Gibeonites are not from the Jews. Why this is them from us? I'm ashamed because of the following fascinating issue. There was the famine days of David. 3 years. 1 year after the other consecutively. David said, I understand what's going on. Why are we having, in times of David, such a terrible famine? Bavon arba dvarim hagshavim netzayin. There are 4 reasons for rain to stop. Bavon avdei avazara, because of the idolaters, particularly Arias, and because of the licentious individuals, ushvichos davim, and the murderous individuals, and acquainted with avodazimki the right shvichos davim, who place gitztaka, barabi, people make pledges, give tztaka in public, and they are nice to them, and they never cough up the dough. Okay? So bavon avdei avazara. Kodesh Baruch was upset at them and this is them. How we know that? How we know that Avodah Avodah? Because it says, in Kriyashma we say, Menachem says, Yishom alchem penif tel vavchem, be careful lest your heart be led astray. Maxi Vasei would say something that, Ve'choraf Hashem bochem, I shall be upset at you, but Tashmai, this goodness, stop of the heavens, but go and make Zorah. Baba Magai, rise now, and now we know the people die for our Gilead, ah, yes. Because it says, not the people die, but rather the rains cease. I apologize. Says, you've made the land full of flattery, in your schemes of Allah and your evil. If you manu revivim, the rains will cease, and makoshle, and the second rain will not come, the gom, etc. But we know that if they're shoybech dam, unnecessarily, that we could get make a judgment against them. It says because it is blood, yachnive sa'oret, and it stains the land. Okay? So, says Amar further, actually, that's how you know the Shpichus is done. It doesn't allow the crops to come out during the year, right? From the Oretz. So there's more about Vom Poskim Tzaka Brahim and Nosim. I have people who stipulate they're going to give Tzaka and they don't give it. Minai, because it says, Nesiyim Veruach Vigash Mayim, there's no wind, no clouds, no wind, no rain. Why? Because Ish Misal Mat Nasher, because people are taking pride in their false pledges. So these are the four elemental reasons. But David checked his entire generation for a matzah, chamem, he didn't find one of these four reasons. Right? So why is it not raining? So it says, Mora Yishchil, Shoshoel, Borim Metumim. He started asking the Borim Metumim what the problem is. Right? So, although it seems that it says, by Evakish David, is Pnei Hashem, the David quested the countenance of Hashem, Borim Metumim, through the best plate. Rabbi Elizabeth says, Ksivit says, Bet Bakshuas Hashem Kohan Ve'oretz, quest after Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the humble of the land. Asher Mishpata Polo, because his justice is his activity. My Asher Mishpata Polo, what does it mean that? What does that mean? Shuasa Mishpata Polo, because he does justice and he does kind works at the same time. It's like Zoch and Sharma together. Where do we see it says, Vayoymer Hashem, Hashem said, you know why you had famine for 4 years? I'll show Babes Adamin. Because of Shoal and this house of blood. What does it mean? And Shoal, you're not getting a punished because of him. You're getting punished because of him. Because it says, Shlo Sisimo Chesed. You didn't do Chesed with him. Babes Adamin and the house of blood. I'll share him with good Givayim because he killed the Gibeonites. Okay? So, so for both things, the rain stopped and there ensued a famine. Shalom David Karlehem, so David sent a message to the Gibeonites. He said, Malachim, Beishol, what's bothering you about the house of Shol? That this terrible retribution. Amalei, so they said, now the truth is that in the Bavli, I think it says that what's bothering them was that they used to receive their nourishment from their trade with Novi Yer Kohanim. And Novi Yer Kohanim was destroyed at Shaul's behest because it harbored David for a very short period of time. Okay, so that's what he says here. Amalei, Asher, Hemi, Sivin, Shiva, Noshim, because we already lost seven people. What are these 7 people? Oh, it explains, right. Shnei Chotei, that's it, two wood choppers, Shnei Shoveyayim, and two water carriers, V'chazan, and the Chazan, the Sefer, and the Sefer, and the Shamir. So since they lost them, therefore, we demand retribution and Shaul should be killed. Armon, so he said, we already had Shaul's name. Shaul's good. So it says, Ma'atuna, David, but we don't know yet. David asked back to them. He said to them, Armon, Ma'atun, boy, you could do, what do you want now? Armon, so he said, you told Shiva Nashim, we want 7 of Shaul's kids. Well, can Hashem give us Shaul, Hashem will kill them as a retribution for having killed our guys. Armelon, so he said, "Am I not lachen? Be not miskavli? What honor do you get from that? He's dead. He won't bring back your dead relatives. It's kind of like an early death penalty protest, you know. But what does it do for you to kill him at this juncture? Right? It won't do any good." So says the Gemara, "Savoch davukal kuksav." He said, "Take gold and silver." Vuamari said, "The Gibeonite, I guess, responded. Whatever was having this conversation." We don't have money desires. Ain leaksiv. It says the kri is lun, the way it's read, but the ksiv, the way it's written, is li. Why is that? Both of Shah at that time, Omar David said, Shlosh matanos tovos, Nasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu, David said that Hashem gave us three precious gifts. Rachmanim, that were merciful, by Shanim, were shame.
It's like two lines.
That's good?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Sovelachon Kesapudav, Bavarin, they said, Kesim Yisrael. Vim Beso. Omer, so he said, Dilma Batin, Pagum Pagum. Maybe they're afraid one from the, a few from a few. In other words, maybe I need to divide and conquer. Maybe I have to get them turned separately, try by them separately. So he says, what do you do? So, Nasav Kochaimir took everyone, Baba Mephaisele Kumi Garme. And he tried to atone them in front of himself. What pleasure do you have? David said to the Gibeonites, what pleasure do you have that Shaul and his kids are killed? Sablok to the Abuksab. He said each one take gold and silver. Vuamar, and each one would say, Ein lano kesev im shovim beso. Ein liksiv. It says Ein lano in the plural, the ksiv is Ein li, and that teaches us that they were, you went to each one independently. Both of at that time, David said, Shosh Matanos Tovos, Sosa Kosh Baruch Yisrael. God gave three precious gifts to the Jewish people. What are they? They are Rachmanim Hashem and Goyim Chasodim, right? Rachmanim Minayna, we know that the Rachmanim means, says, Natsal Chari Chamim. Rachmanim Hashem gives Rachmanim. By Shana Minayna, we know that they're humble, because it's a, Not humble, that they're susceptible to shame. Says Bavurti Yirasov Nechem, in order that there should be the fear of God upon your faces. So we say that means to say. Anyway, it says Yirasov Nechem, right? And a Baishon, you can tell on his face when he's embarrassed because of something or humble because of something. V'chol Shein Labosh is Parim. Anybody that is not easily embarrassed or humble, Dover Bari, it's clear, Lo Amdu Avos Varsina, his four parts of that stand Mount Sinai. Goni Chasodim, and we know the Goni Chasodim are not valid as the central trait of the Jewish people. It says, Shamar, Shem will kech l'chos, Arbis v'sachesed. Shem will preserve for you the covenant and the mercy. So we see the mercy is an integral component. V'elu, Ein b'mechamim. And David said, the Gibeonites, they've hunted these traits, they were hunted by Shoreni and Goli Chasodim. So he says, Miyad, immediately, Amad Verichkum, he distanced them from Amisol. Shemit says, V'agib'oinim, the Gibeonites, Omnesohema, they are not members of the Jewish people. Af Ezerichon, so therefore Ezer also distanced them. Shemit says, V'anasinim, Yeshim, V'ofel, and Nasim sat somewhere on the outskirts of Shoreni in a place called Ofel. Even in the ultimate future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachon, Hashem distances the Gibeonites. The Chassidut says, Va'ovei Ra'ir, for some reason these employees in the cities are meant the Gibeonites, Ya'abdu, it literally means they'll work, but there's a Kriya Chassidut here, it says in the Pasuk, Ya'avidu, they'll be with an Aleph, which is that they'll be, they'll cause them to be lost. And Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the Gibeonites to be lost, being separated from Israel. The king said, I'm going to give the seven people to the Gibeonites. He had no choice. You know, to stop the famine. So he got seven people. I get seven people. So it says that he the king took a Shnebnei Ritzel Abbas. I had two sons of Shaul's concubine, Ritzel Isaiah, Shaul to Shaul. Who gave to, she gave the birth to these people to show, and said, money of Esmefiboshus, Vagomer, these people who made it there. And it says, there that he took five of Michal's kids. Wait a minute, how can we find Michal's kids? Michal Basho, loyal of Vladimir Yomotz, it says, Michal never need kids. So how can you take Michal's kids? More Matos, he says, no, really, B'nai Merav, they were Michal's sister Merav's kids. The Gidlas and Michal, and since Michal raised them, Nikris Hashmo, they're called by her name. Okay? By name, we are a divonim, by Okinim, by Okinim, by Ohar, Livne Hashem, by Blushi, Basim Yachad, all seven were killed. In Gibor. Chaser Yud, but it's missing a Yud. Why did it say Shiva? Not sure which word is missing the Yud. What? Which one?
I was first said by
your
name, but it's not obviously.
Yeah, which word is missing the Yud? Oh, it says Shiva Sai, but we read it Shivasa. Okay. Zelmifi Voshes Ben Yonason. Why is that? Because this is not all the ones who were selected were killed. Because Yonas Mephibosheth, the son of Yonasan, the son of Shaul, which was David's favorite, David was able to save. And it says here, Shu'adam Gadol B'Torah. He was a great man of Torah. But Nelson David ain't about that Zilm Yonasan. David wanted to save him from the Gibeonites. Armor David said, Rain my beer on his name is Bech. Before giving them over to the Gibeonites, he had them go in front of the Mizbeach. The Komish of Mizbeach called Toh, and he said, anybody in the Mizbeach absorbs him, prevents him from going, Harishli, you have to leave him with me. And all of them had Mizbeach, and he took all the people in front of the Mizbeach, and in his power of love, he davened for Mephibosheth, brought him Mizbeach called Toh, and the Mizbeach absorbed him, and he got him off the hook. Although, see, that's how it says, Ekra Elohim Elyon. I'll call it to God on high, Lekel Gomer like to the God who finishes with me, in other words, agrees with me. She's Kimakosh Baruch and David Hashem agreed with David that Mephibosheth should be saved. Anyway, they moved him, so these seven guys were killed. But you make Tzir Barishonim, and the days of harvest means in the first days of the harvest. But Chilas Tzir Hashem in the first days of the barley harvest, which is early in the wheat harvest. But the God Ritzel Basayas and Saka, they were still hanging there. Ritzel Basayas took a sackcloth. But the tail, which he spread it, Lawletzor, she spread it on a rock nearby to keep away the vultures. Lawletzor, why in a rock? And Rabbi Yishevishin said, Shoy Somer, she was saying, Hatzur Tamim Polo, which of course is the Tzidikadin, the justification of God's heavenly justice, and all of his acts are perfect. Rabbi Abba Vazim, the Rabbi Yishevishin said, God of the Kiddush Hashem, Yichil Hashem, the concept of Kiddush Hashem is greater than Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, it says, Chil Hashem tells us, don't leave a dead carcass hanging from a tree overnight, because the Chil Hashem, because of the divine image of a human being, right? But, with the Kiddush Hashem, in order to demonstrate to the whole world that God, that David pursued the justice for the Gibeonites, which is the Kiddush Hashem, it says that the bodies were hanging out there, from the beginning of the harvest until water came down upon them, which is several months later. They were dangling for another 60 days in Nisan, until the 7th day of Marchesh, 5-6 months. For you are Vimbush, when people passed by Omer, they said, where's people sin so much that the Midas of Din was changed them, that they're hanging for so long? But your name and the response would be received. I'll shapush your dam again, grim, because they brushed against and they came into clash with Gam Grim with the poor Gibeonites. So the Gibeonites were entitled to exact retribution as a result. Amru. So people going past the Bahamas, they say, ooh, Mayim Elu, if these Jews should, Mayim Elu, Shaloni's guy rule, Shem Shine, they wouldn't convert for the sake of heaven. Ru'ech Tavakosh Baruch Hu, and see how Kosh Baruch Hu took their revenge from them, right? Hamiz Gaya L'Shem Shoyim, so he does convert L'Shem Shoyim, Alachas Kama V'Kama, much more so, will Kosh Baruch Hu take up his cause. Okay? Harbei Gaya Nis Gaya Bosa Shoyim, and many governments Gaya, when they heard about this whole business with Shoal and Ritzel Asaya, this whole thing, which obviously there was a lot of divine control, that many people were Megaya at that time. Okay? Although, since that's not what it says, by Spur Shlomo Skol Anoshim, Hagerim, or Shlomo counted all the Gerim were with him, by Asmim Shirim, Elf Nosei Savol, he had 70,000 porters, and Shmoni Elchotzebar, and 80,000 quarriers, so obviously it was large influx of immigration at the time, right? So they came from Gay, and they didn't get cheap Vietnamese workers back then. They got Gay to do the work instead. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozman Azai, Bikshu Karpan. In days of Lozman Azai, they wanted to bring the Yevoni back into the Jewish fold. Revo, it should be Mapi Klishna. Rabbi Avo changed the language. He said, Rabbi Lezer said it should be, in the days of Rabbi Lezer, there's a word missing here, which is Hakereach, in the days of the bald Rabbi Lezer. This is the one of Yishayim says, we see from this Gemara that Rabbi Lezer was bald. And the question is how he sees bald. It doesn't say unless he's throwing the word Kereach over here. Anyway, that's not to fulfill the gifts for the Rishonim. Well,
the
self-fulfilling proof. Right. So that right here, they said, "Mi matar chok on mizbeach." Name it. They said, "Who's going to be matar the chelik on the mizbeach?" It was that Moshe Rabbeinu destined them to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So Adar Maraz teaches us that Yoshua Rikhan, that right those times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua, they're ready, the Givonites were pushed aside, shunted aside by the unique status, right? Says the Gemara, Revo, I feel taming Yeshua Rikhkar. Says Marno, even Yeshua distanced him, still was left up to David, the major part. You know why? Because, Kum Rikhkar El Psuli Mishpacha. He only distanced them because of the potential psulim in the mishpacha with whom they married, right? However, in tamer shum psuli edus, there's a different level. What? I'm sorry, mishum psuli abdus. There is he distanced them because they were.
I'm sure I got psuli chomer right. 1 second.
Yeah, he didn't distance them that they wouldn't be considered Jews. He distanced them because of Yichud's reasons. And what's the proof of that? Because it says elsewhere that if you rape a Nesina, she has a Knas. And if they're not Jewish at all, why should they get a Knas, right? Mata ban Nesina, lo yeh ben Knas. But they not ban Nesina, yesh ben Knas. They must be Jewish. And Rabbi Lezer said, you know, they are Jewish. But rather, they were cursed like the snake. Shem it says, v'tori rimatem, it says you are cursed. Uksivit it says, Vayomer Ishisol Chivi says something there too, that the Jews spoke to the Chivi, and that's the Gibeonites. Chivi are you? Are they really Chivi, the one of the Canaanite nations? El Shosu Maisa Chivi. They acted like Chivi. Amrei say Yodeani, Shomra Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now somehow we switch between this. Oh, I'm sorry. El Shosu Maisa Chivi means they acted like the first snake. The snake in Gan Eden. Amr who said, the snake said, Yodani, Shomer Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know Hashem said, Kivyom HaChocho Mimenu Mos Tamus. I know Hashem said, on day wait for your die. Arayni Olechem Medameh, and I assume when he meant this, Nachash knew that he too would die, right? He too would die in that day. That's because he was cursed also, right? Somehow he knew that. I don't know how he knew that. But he knew that too, that it would also be pitfall for him. And the radio said, no, actually that's not the case. Sorry. He knew that the Adam Mechaba would die. And he said, El Arenio Lechem Tuf. Arenio Lechem Arebahem are going to go and trick them until they eat. They're going to eat and be punished. But Neoratius Arts says to me, I'm going to inherit the land to myself. So too the Gibeonites did. Kachovitsu, they said, so too the Gibeonites did when they entered, when Yeshua enters the land of Israel with Am Yisrael. They said, Omru, Yodina Nushakosh Baruch Amar Yisrael Ki Achrein Tachrim Meim. Hashem said, eradicate them, Hachiti Amar Yvaprizi Kasher Tzivach Hashem Lokecha. And it also says, Ksiv Lotichosem Brisanan Allah to make a covenant with the seven nations. Harein Olchim Aramim Bohem. But we're going to go trick them, you know, pretending to come from very far away. That's Gibeonite state. Because in Mano Prince, they'll make a covenant with us. Manashach. So now, no matter what, we'll get them. Yargulosanu, if they kill us, over the Shua, they transgress the Shua, and God will kick them out of the nation. Even though we won't gain, but we'll get the Jews, right? Yekaimosanu, and if they leave us alive, Yarulazeru, they're going to transgressed the Gzera to kill all the 7 Umos. But somehow, I'm not sure how they inherit the land if they all get killed. I guess some of them will get killed, some of them will remain alive. Okay, so in any event, that's how the Gibeonites came, and that's the story of the Gibeonites and how they came in the time of Yeshua. But Yeshua really left them dangling until David HaMelech later on was the one who ultimately finally rejected them and repudiated them from Israel, because it was indicated that they weren't Rachmanim by Sharmin and Gomit. Okay, we'll stop here. Still have a couple of blocks left to finish. Hopefully, maybe we can learn once or twice over Chomoyd. Otherwise, we'll finish over after Sukkot.
So, this is an unbelievable amount of
Agadah. Yeah, it's a lot of Agadah. It's interesting, I should say that in the standard sources understood that the Gibeonites were demanded retribution because when Nov Ira Kohanim was killed, they lost their parnosa because they used to be the suppliers of Nov Ira Kohanim. But here it says there were 7 specific Gibeonites who had been killed. Okay, that's all.